Chow, Brianna Rain, Zanab Shah, Jaden Ng, Tyler Tran, and as you heard, Vasha Bamaji. I'm going to call Anya up to begin our presentation.
Hello, everyone. My name is Anya, and my classmates and I are thrilled to be doing this presentation. As you might know, we are here to talk about a very important topic, Canine Companions for Independence, also known as CCI. CCI provides disabled people with a trained dog to help them with everyday tasks. Mr. Lerway and his classes from Silver Oak have been raising money and awareness for CCI for the past 7 years. Let's learn more about this fundraiser. Zainab, take it away.
Hi, I'm Zainab, and I'm here with my friend Rihanna. Today we're going to tell you a little bit about CCI.
CCI trains Labrador Retrievers and Golden Retrievers.
Mr. Lerway started this fundraiser in 2013.
The concept of assistant dogs for people with disabilities started in 1975 in a home office.
There are 6 canine companion training centers across the country. These professionals have good training experiences in both instructional and assistance for 60 different types of disabilities.
In more than 40 years, they've grown tremendously. Canine Companions for Independence has the most assistant dogs in the world. Now Aditya will be talking to you about the history.
Thank you, Rihanna. As you know, CCI was founded in 1975 by a person named Bonnie Bergen. Bonnie Bergen did not have the original idea for CCI. In fact, she was inspired by people in Asia using donkeys to help them. Since then, she decided that dogs in the U.S. would serve a similar role. Since 1975, we had over 5,753 teams graduating. Just last year, we had 403 dog teams graduate. CCI has also become more popular over the years. CCI now has 3,000 plus active volunteers and 129 breeder dogs. CCI tries to train service dogs. There are 4 types of service dogs. There's a companion dog, a mobility dog, a hearing dog, and a facility dog. These 4 dogs make up everyday classes. Want to hear an interesting fact? Did you know that just this year, CCI raised almost the same amount of puppies than the last 4 graduates, last four years of graduates? This means there is 1,302 puppies and 1,366 graduates. Can you imagine 1,300 puppies all in one big pile? One of those puppies currently in training is our very own Soul. Now Han will be telling more about Make It Possible.
Thank you, Aditya. Today we will be telling you about the history of Make It Possible, and how the donation system works. Jadon, go ahead.
Thank you, Han. In 2013, Mr. Lerway was inspired by disabled people being helped by CCI dogs, such as his deceased twin sister, Lee Ann Lerway, who was diagnosed with polio. Because of this, she got CCI dogs for free. Mr. Lerway was inspired by this and started the fundraiser called Make It Possible in the spring of 2013. Mr. Lerway teaches his class about Make It Possible and CCI. His class then teaches the rest of the school and motivates and supports them to raise funds for CCI. Over the last few years, we raised over $45,000, and it takes $50,000 to train a full CCI service dog. In one of those years, we have raised over $10,000 and were able to name a CCI puppy. And now Andre will tell you about how we do the fundraiser.
Every year, Mr. Lerway's class gives a presentation to each class at Silver Oak talking about CCI. We teach and encourage students to donate to the Make It Possible fundraiser to help people with disabilities. We also do a dollar drive, which means we can only donate dollars and checks. We use the money donated by all the classrooms to donate to CCI, they give to CCI to help train service dogs, which can later be paired with a disabled person. As you know, we raise enough money to name a CCI dog, a dog. Now, Anya, Varsha, and Tyler will be talking about Soul.
As we mentioned earlier, in the year of 2015, our school raised over $10,000 in only 2 weeks. This is such a huge accomplishment because our school was the first school in the whole nation to reach this far in the CCI fundraising project. As a reward, CCI let us name a puppy.
They chose to name that puppy Soul. Soul is symbolic because the S and the O represent Silver Oak, our school, and the L represents Leanne Laraway, Mr. Laraway's twin sister, who was sadly diagnosed with polio at a young age and passed away a few years ago.
Last year, our class shared Soul's journey by creating a newsletter. In this newsletter, we talked about Soul's training and his life. In order to create this newsletter, our whole class had to work as a team.
This would not have been possible without Mr. Laraway urging us to be leaders and pushing us past our comfort zone.
Our school also played an important part in the fundraising. Without them, this wouldn't have been possible.
In fact, Soul is currently training at Coffee Creek Correctional Facility. Over here, he learns very basic commands such as sit, stay, and shake.
At Coffee Creek Correctional Facility, trainers there use a method known as positive reinforcement to make sure our very own Soul and the other CCI dogs there learn to the fullest.
A CCI dog will go through many stages in its training. Just like how we have to go through middle school, high school, and college before we graduate, Soul will also have to go through many different stages. He recently advanced a level in his training.
CCI dogs first start off with some basic commands. As they get older, they will learn more commands and will go through different stages. Soul is currently at the matriculation stage.
After matriculation, Soul will go on to puppy college where he will learn harder, more advanced commands. Once he graduates from college, he will be partnered up with a human companion and they will go on to team training where they will learn commands together and see if they're compatible for each other.
During team training, the CCI dog will be able to get used to the disabled person. Our very own Soul is an A+ pup and we're proud to say that he's doing very well in school. As you can see, being a CCI dog is not easy, and raising one takes a lot of time, effort, and money.
We are confident that Soul will graduate into a CCI dog. Now we have Varsha closing off.
Thank you, Tyler. Our class loves informing other people about CCI and make it possible. Now we have two representatives from CCI who will be talking more about CCI. We have Sue Guzman and Donna Fuller, and along with them comes our very special dog, Soul. Let's give them a round of applause.
Thank you, Marcia. This is Soul, and he is 17 months old. My name's Donna Fuller. We're both from Portland, Oregon, and I have the privilege of bringing Soul down here to visit with his students that have been so willingly raising funds to support this program. Soul currently lives in our women's prison in Portland, Oregon, Coffee Creek Correctional Facility. I got him when he was about 8 weeks old, when he was shipped up to me from Santa Rosa, California, having been with his breeder caretaker for the first 8 weeks. When we receive the puppies, we actually get them through their first vaccines and get them through puppy kindergarten, start training, basic house training, doing toilet training, staying up all on those nights when you have to, when you've got a sick puppy, those kinds of things. And then after about 15 weeks, they move into the facility full time and they're assigned to an inmate. That inmate starts training them their basic 36 commands that they will learn over the course of about 14 or 15 months. That inmate will have that puppy for about the first 30 days, and during that time, I will take that puppy out 1 week a month and do their outside socialization, taking them to the vet, taking them to puppy kindergarten, taking them on any kind of business trips that I have. I work part-time in Charlotte, North Carolina, so Sol has had an opportunity to travel there with me. He travels on the plane. He flew here this morning and will fly home tonight. So during that time, they're training these 36 commands, and we're doing outside socialization, making sure that we have a well-rounded puppy ready to go on to professional training in Santa Rosa and then eventually on to a person that he's going to stay with for the rest of his life. Now I'm going to give this over to Sue, and she's going to talk a little bit more about the program.
Thank you all so much for your attention tonight, and a special thank you to Donna and Sol for hopping on a plane at 4:30 this morning to fly down here and be with all of us tonight. I want to take a moment to not only have all of us acknowledge what an amazing job these kids just did. Way to go, guys. In presenting to all of us about this wonderful program, our local group of Canine Companions volunteers has been working with Mr. Bill Laraway and the students of Silver Oak for the last 7 years. I feel like a parent, like all of you in the room, as I've watched each of them grow up when they first met me with a puppy in kindergarten, and 5 years later are in Mr. Laraway's class learning about CCI and doing presentations to 300 adults without a single You guys are so impressive. I see future leaders right here in this group. I'd like to finish my portion here just by letting all of you know, and especially the Evergreen School Board also, to know how very fortunate you are to have such an amazing program in your district. This is a one-of-a-kind accomplishment across the entire United States. Canine Companions is in all 50 states. We have graduates and volunteers in all of those locations, and there is no other elementary school in the entire country that has accomplished what Silver Oak has accomplished over the last 6 years, let alone raised enough money to have a puppy. We like to brag about you. Our annual newsletter called The Companion has a featured story right here about Mr. Laraway and the Silver Oak students. He's going to be sharing a copy of this with the board of directors, as well as a very special newsletter created last year all about Sol, written completely again by the fifth graders of Silver Oak. Our local group, over 350 strong volunteers, love partnering with the students of Silver Oak, and just want to share with all of you how very proud we are of the amazing students that are at this school and the work that they have accomplished, not only in raising a lot of money, which we appreciate, but more importantly in spreading the word about this amazing organization. In a time when a lot of our kids are accused of not caring about others, or giving back to the community, this is a perfect example of how that is not the case, and that we have wonderful, wonderful students coming up behind us who genuinely care about their fellow man and about people with disabilities. Canine Companions appreciates this uniqueness so much so that they wanted to send down a representative from our corporate headquarters for our last minute or so here. I'd like to introduce Mary Caplice, who is our Development Director of Corporate and Individual Donors out of our national headquarters in Santa Rosa. Mary?
Thank you, Sue.
Hi, everybody. As Sue said, my title is Development Director, Donor, and Corporate Engagement for Canine Companions. The very fancy title for a fundraiser who works with donors and companies in the Bay Area. So it's such a treat tonight to be with kids who are also doing so much for the organization, since I usually deal with adults. And it's just amazing. As Sue said, I don't know of any other school in the country who's doing this. And I see groups of adults at companies who try to raise $10,000, and it's not easy. So to see fifth graders do this, and I know Mr. Laraway makes them do the work, right? So they're really doing it on their own. And it's also great, I've heard about this project, and in addition to raising money, which a nonprofit is always in need of, these kids are learning I think of them as adult skills. They're learning project management, they're doing public speaking. I mean, I think I was in my 20s when somebody at work said, you're gonna be doing a presentation in 6 months. It was the worst 6 months of my life. So to have these guys talk in front of all of you and do such a great job is amazing. But in addition to like project management and writing, interviewing people for their articles, they're learning fundraising, which is important. They have to pitch what they're raising money for. And they're also learning accounting. They have to keep track of all that money. So just this project is amazing to learn about. And actually, we would like to, we've spoken to Bill about this, we'd like to kind of can this and use it in other schools. And after Bill retires, I'm going to try to rope him into that as much as I can. But yes, thank you so much, and congratulations to you guys, all of you. Great job.
We're going to be taking off now because we know there's a bunch of very important topics on the agenda tonight with a lot of very passionate people in the audience. But we wanted to start off tonight just by bringing a little sunshine and gladness into all of your lives. Sol will be going off to Puppy College in February, and if all goes well, he will be graduating and getting partnered with his forever person next fall in August. So watch the Evergreen website, listen to your kids from school, and they'll tell you all about how Sol completes his education and becomes a service dog that every single one of you can be very proud of here in the Evergreen District. Thank you again for your time this evening. Good night.
Thank you very much. Mr. Laraway, thank you so much. You've always come with a project where our students grow and learn and become more committed to giving back to our community, but also to many people who need help. Thank you so much. Thank you. And the students, thank you so much for the endeavor you took on. This will carry you forever. The thing that you did today will always be what will carry you for the things that you will do in the future, and that you'll share that with more other students, and that we have learned from you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I'd like to, I know my board colleagues would join me. I think the students have done a great job. This is an excellent learning service project. This is wonderful. And I hope my board colleagues would join me. I would like to give these students our certificate of public community service with the board. We need to give them some type of recognition, because to raise this much money for other people, I think that is a great thing. So I would like for my colleagues to join me in doing something special and giving these students a certificate of service that they could put in their portfolios to have forever.
Okay, we go on to matters from the public. Comments from the California School Employees Association, CSEA. Okay. So now, there's no one to present. 2.2, comments from the Evergreen Teach Association, ETA President, Brian Wheatley. Thank you.
Never follow talented kids and a very cute puppy. Don't do it. Team. Together, everyone achieves more. I've been in this district since 1985, and I remember when that was something that meant all of us. I know it still means all of us. Particularly in the last 8 years or so, it has become very difficult, and two of the major changes on that side is a new superintendent and one particular board member who was elected in 2010. And it feels like we have been fighting an uphill battle ever since, and it's hard for all of you. It's kind of my job, but it's hard for all of you, and it's definitely hard on the kids, and it's hard on the community. And it feels like we're stuck, and it feels like something needs to change. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian. Okay, now we have people who would like to speak. Mr. Jeff Beckley. Chris Corpus after Mr. Beckley.
Good evening. I do have one request, if it's okay. There's somebody here who is an elder statesman to me, and he had expressed that he might not like to follow and that he'd have something to say, and I love the man and respect him tremendously. And I wonder if there's any possibility that we could bring Mr. Corpus up to speak before me.
Mr. Corpus?
Thank you. First of all, thank you, and thank you to Mr. Beckley for letting me go first, because I told him I'm getting older and I might forget what I was going to say. So it happens. Don't worry about it. So I just want to address the board. I am supporting Measure EE. It's a great name. How do we do that? I must give them $20, register our voters. But we do have to pass that, regardless of any animosity that's currently with the negotiations. Passing Measure E, aka the parcel tax, has got to be done. It just has to be done. We have to separate it out. I know it's hard. We have to separate it out, get that passed, and then take care of your other business. I know that's hard, but it just needs to be done, and that's what I'm advocating for here now. That's what he advocated for at the past board meeting.
Thank you very much, Mr. Corpus.
And thank you very much. I appreciate that immensely. Jeff Beckley, O.B. Whaley School. All the teachers have our walking shoes ready, just in case we need to take to the streets to protect the rights of our children, our community, and ourselves from a school board and district that spreads deceit as it mistreats. The children and the teachers who make the Evergreen School District great. The children and the teachers who carry most of the weight. Children and teachers are truly tired, constantly being asked to do much more for and with much less. You simply may not keep taking from the overworked who work hard and are stressed. As you, this board and this district, continually drag us down in the mud. We asked for 0.5% of wages we've earned, and you react like we asked for your blood. Now, anything that threatens the health of our children, who, though they be minors, in the future will play a major role. Any threats should be excised immediately when they affect the children's educational health as a whole. It's painfully obvious our board has an ailment, a malady both diabolical and macabre, a demonic malignancy that must be exorcised so that those who teach and those who learn may truly focus on their jobs. Sadly, we teachers are not priests, no holy water, but we do teach PE. Our teachers know the value of exercise, and walking is incredibly healthy. We've been working the walk and roll program. Children understand walking keeps us healthy and whole. Evergreen was once healthy, but is not whole anymore. Seems a walk is just what's needed to heal Evergreen's body and soul. Especially when Evergreen School District is in the black, financially certified for the next 3 years as stable. And still, they want to raise children class size and cut teachers' pay? It seems the board and superintendent want to eat everything off our table. You've had several solutions in front of you, which you've studiously ignored and sidestepped for years. Closure of any school surely sucks, no doubt, but it would be better for all after the sadness and tears. And you act and you posture like it's necessary to take, paying a public liaison to air only your side, who types out things that are patently untrue and then in the same communication states teachers lied. And the saddest thing that rankles us the most is that it's truly about nothing more than your quest for power. You seem to think that saving on the backs of children and teachers will make you the man or woman of the hour. But it makes you nothing more than a bully, whose only thoughts are to threaten and to take from those you perceive to be weaker than you, but this perception is your biggest mistake. Together, teachers will stand, and our numbers are strong, and we are ready to walk marathons, no matter how long, to battle a board and district that seeks to do wrong. So if you're going to push us, we are going to push back. Not something teachers want to do, but you started the attack. So now we are ready to walk circles around you to undo that evil hoodoo voodoo that you do. Thank you.
Got a little excited there. Okay. Shamila Jalari and Patty Andale.
Good evening, everyone.